We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To put back the carton with the cracked egg in it and not say anything to an associate. What do you think? Is that jerk or is it justified?
Whenever I do work, if I go to a store or if you're just doing handyman stuff around your house, if you're hanging curtains, let's say, and one of the brackets is missing, how infuriating is that? Now, I'm saying this because think about the poor people, and I know there's not a lot of them, but you know there are some of them. The poor people who don't check their eggs. Those novice millennials who just got their first apartment and they're grocery shopping for the first time for themselves ever. You know they're not egg checkers. Are we thinking about them? No, but we should be. It's the right thing to do.
You got to learn your egg lesson, right? That's an egg lesson for those millennials.
If you see water on the floor in the middle of the grocery store and there's no wet floor sign, do you go and tell somebody that there's, or no, you walk away?
That's a little bit different because that's safety now.
Oh, because salmonella isn't a safety issue?
You're going to check the eggs. Everybody checks the eggs. What
everybody.
Are you supposed to do? Walk around the store aimlessly with this carton of eggs? With your shopping cart and your kids in tow, we don't have time to do that.
Oh, wow. Your time is more important than the next person's.
It's chaotic already. Other customers, fellow customers, don't want you walking around the store, getting in everybody's way, looking for an employee. Just get in, get out. Check the eggs. They're broke. Fine. You set them aside a little bit. You put them back in the case. Eventually, an employee will notice that they're broke and get rid of them.
That's the problem with this country. We all just wait for the next person to solve our issues.
So to put back the cracked egg carton in without saying anything, is that jerk or justified? Hi to Buzz, you're on the jury.
It's justified. Absolutely justified.
You just leave it there?
I'm not going to look for somebody. I'm not going to look for somebody.
Oh,
not
we're all here to just serve you. The grocery store world revolves around you and your shopping cart.
Maybe the grocery store should check the eggs before they put them on the shelf. Then I'm not going to do their job.
Wow.
Way are you going to start paying us, Connor? Are you going to pay us part-time hours?
Way to be a contributing member to society.
Quality control. Maybe they should do quality control before it hits the shelf so I don't have to check my food before I buy it from them. Why should I have to worry that my food isn't right when I take it off the shelf?
Amen.
Maybe they should quality control their customers for selfishness.
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, man. Take it easy. Thanks for calling the Judgment Zone. Buzz.
You are 100% justified to put back the eggs that are broken.
Doesn't it just sound weird to say it, put back something that's broken? It's definitely a jerk move. Say something. See something, say something. Have we learned nothing since 9/11?
Jerk or justified?
Justified.
What's wrong with you people?
Now, wait a minute. I'm going to go back to one thing, Kanye.
Sure.
All right. When you go to Home Depot and park correctly in the contractor's parking area.
Oh, okay.
Do you have an associate stand there when you're picking 2x4s and go, oh, this one's not right here. You got to take this one out. Here's another 2x4. Oh, take that one out.
Wow. I do leave the warped 2x4s on the side because I do. I leave them on the side.
We all do. So what's the difference with the egg?
It's not
perfect. Put them aside.
At least it's set aside, though. 2x4 is a little heavier than the eggs I eat, at least, unless you're eating brontosaurus eggs.
Like the Flintstones.
Oh, boy.
So you're still unjustified?
I'm still unjustified.
Come on.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
Good morning, The Buzz. Is it jerk or justified?
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Hey, man.
It's justified, but when you put it back, just leave the cover up so the employees can see it.
Yeah, and most people don't do that, though. Most people just put it back.
No, you're right. They don't. Connie, I believe you. I believe you're right.
So if you put it back completely closed, is that still a jerk or justified?
I think it's still justified. It's sort of, if they want to make sure and ensure their product safety is up to the standards, then well, why don't they inspect them? I believe a couple of the other people said that they should inspect them prior if they don't want that to occur. And then some people are going to say, well, you can always bring it back to the store. We'll replace your eggs, Mr. Smith. Well, you know what? How many people are going to do that? They're going to toss the broken ones because there's salmonella. So
Okay. Two buys. Good morning.
Good morning. You're,
how are you? Is it Joker justified? Is it?
I'm good. It is justified. And my 12 and 14-year-olds know to check the egg. So this millennial stuff is not an excuse.
Well, I'm happy that they came from a nice, wholesome egg-checking household. Okay, not all of us had that privilege of that kind of upbringing.
So you don't go, the kids never go to the grocery store with their parents.
I never did. My mom used the grocery store as an excuse to get away from the kids.
Don't millennials raise their own chickens? Isn't that their thing? Thank you. Yeah, we got it justified. That's the judgment today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.